You're at the top of that hill. You've reached the plateau. There's a little bit of disorientation, but in that disorientation, you want to realize, you want to recognize it's time for me to be the new me. It's time for me to just live my life. It's time for me to find joy and feel that frequency. It's time for me to own the things that I say that I've been wanting and be the person that I've been trying to become. This is the moment you've been waiting for. It's time to break through. Hello, hello. Welcome to the Magic of Transformation podcast. I'm your host, Stephanie Zeller. So if you are new to the podcast, every month I do energy updates. This is where I intuitively channel in the four themes that you are likely to face this month and give you information and tools to work with those four themes. Every month we have certain obstacles or things that we face, and those things can feel a little bit disorienting. And that is where these energy updates come in to give you an idea of like, this is what is going on and this is how to work with the energy and move forward. I'm very excited to share this April of 2024 episode with you. It is a super fiery, very, very, very important energy update. I'm so happy that you are tuning in. Make sure that you listen and you stay tuned until the end. As you may or may not know, I have all sorts of resources and courses and ways to support you in a more one-on-one way and capacity. You can find all of my courses at thetransformationschool.com. And if you like this episode, be sure to send it to a friend and give me a 5-star review. If you give me a 5-star written review on Apple, you will be automatically entered in to win a one-on-one magic session with me. That is all for today's intro. I'm very, very excited to get into this episode. Without further ado, let's dive in. So here you are in April of 2024, and I have written down these four themes. I'm so excited to share these four themes with you. This is a fiery as fuck transformative month. And very important that you listen to this energy update. It's kind of interesting, right? Because this month is all fire. It feels all fire to me, whereas last month was the swell. So it was kind of like something came in, made you feel really groundless, reoriented you. At the beginning of this month, you're going to continue to feel a little bit of that reorientation. And yet you're going to start getting more and more stark clarity as the month progresses. Like, will be a little bit of confusion and disorientation, I think, in the first couple weeks of April. And then things are going to start to come more into view. Things will be a little bit more clarified. And then you're going to have this moment, this fucking fiery rising from the phoenix moment, this threshold, this opportunity to step into the new, to own your truth, to be the new version of you. Like, we're done trying to figure out what that might be. It's just time to step forward. And yet, like, when you become a new version of you, you may not have full clarity in terms of exactly what that new version looks like, but you, for the most part, have the first step, and then it's going to be up to you. It's all going to be up to you. Like, are you going to use that fire as a fire of transformation and step into the new version and just fucking be it? Like, fear and all. Okay. Fear and all. You may have fear. Yeah. Normal. Like, that's normal when we're doing something outside of our comfort zone. We're becoming something new, something different. Ultimately, this isn't new because it's who you are deep down. And what you're shedding is your conditioning. You're shedding who people have told you that you should be. You're shedding all the things that are no longer you. And you're just being more of yourself. But it can be scary to be more of ourselves in the world. Like, that's the journey. That's the journey of life, is to become more and more and more of ourselves. You know, own your fucking weird, right? Like, that's the journey. And this month, you're in the fire and you get to choose. You get to choose if you are going to step onto a new timeline, if you're going to master this level that you've been in, if you're going to do something different, if you're going to be the new you, or if you're going to go in for round two or round 400, right? Like, if you're going to not make any changes and continue to suffer and not be the new you. And that's your choice. That's your choice as a human being to continue down the road that you've been on out of fear or because you don't have the right tools. Like, that's the thing usually that I find with people, is that the fear of the unknown is so scary because you don't have tools to help you through the new. And that's why I created the Transformation School. And that's why I have all the courses that I do, is to provide you with those tools so that you can step onto a new path and you have tools to support you and resources and support and all the things so that it's not scary. It's so much easier when you have a roadmap and you have tools and you have support versus doing it raw and alone and not knowing what the fuck you're doing. And so as I go through this month, I want you to be thinking about, what is my heart guiding me to do? What do I know is done? What's calling me forward? What is the new version of me that I know that I want to become? And if there's a big hesitation in you, or you're just feeling like, I don't know, I'm just too fucking scared and I can't do that, then ask yourself, what resources do I need? What roadmap do I need? Who can I ask for help? And of course, I'm always here to help you. Courses at thetransformationschool.com. You can also just reach out to me at my contact form at thetransformationschool.com or message me on Instagram at Stephanie Zeller Speaks. And I can help you find the right tools and resources and support, whether it's me or not, right? Like if you have a problem that I can't help you with, I'm happy to provide you with resources to go elsewhere. I'm totally down to do that. You know, I know exactly the kind of people that I can help and the kind of problems I can help with. And if I can't help those problems, then I'm a master at resources, so I can direct you in the right direction. So I want you to keep all that in mind. We've gone from the swell last month, this watery swell, almost a tsunami or a storm at certain points. And then this month we're moving into the fire of transformation. It is calling you forward. It is the phoenix rising. It is the moment that we have been fucking waiting for. It is your breakthrough moment. So let's dive in. Theme number one is full immersion and point of culmination of all the work you've been doing. This is your tipping point. This is your threshold. And this is also your opportunity to step into the new version of you. This is a full-on activation of your power. So if you've been doing a lot of personal transformation work over the past several months, maybe even the past couple of years, you're going to feel kind of like this interesting energetic culmination point this month where there's going to be a shift. It's like a shift in something. Like instead of moving uphill, you're going to feel like you've reached the top of the hill. And this month, it's not going to feel downhill. Like I just don't get the feeling that you're going to feel like you're going downhill this month. But you're rounding that final push up the hill. And there's going to be a moment or two or three or four this month where you're going to feel like, whoa, oh my God, I'm like at the top of the hill. And it's interesting because, you know, I'm just picturing in my mind, like say that you feel like you've been pushing a boulder up a hill. And I know, I mean, for all my students, all my clients, like you're going to totally be feeling this. You're going to be like nodding your head right now. And for a lot of you that do personal work that aren't taking courses at the Transformation School, I know that you're going to be nodding your head too. Like you've been pushing a boulder uphill. You've been doing a lot of personal work, personal transformation. And at some point this month, the boulder is going to come up and round over the edge of the top of that hill. And it's almost like you've been putting so much force on that boulder that you're going to keep pushing that hard for a bit, thinking you need to push. And I'm picturing in my mind, like the boulder kind of rolls off to the side and you won't fall forward almost because you're like still pushing, but you actually don't need to be pushing that much. It's almost like the engine of the train has turned off, but the train is still going because of all the forward momentum it has. And there's going to be a little bit of a disorientation in that because you're going to feel that you don't need to push, but you're almost not going to know what to do with yourself because it's like, well, I've just been pushing. I've been working so hard. I'm feeling right now I don't need to push. I'm also feeling that I'm not seeing like the full-on manifestations and it doesn't feel super easy. It doesn't feel like I'm going downhill. It's like I'm at this plateau at the top of the hill and I kind of don't know what to do. And it's this transition point. It's a tipping point. It's the threshold. So you've reached the point of culmination. Like it's a full immersion in everything that you've been doing. You've reached the top of that hill. And at the top of this hill, there's a full on like rising of the phoenix, activation of your power, fucking firestorm, where you essentially allow everything that's been burning, all the old that's not serving you, to keep on burning, to turn to ash as you rise out of the ashes. And you don't rise out of the ashes. You don't step out of that fire as any part of the old version of you. You're rising out new. So you're becoming the new you. You're becoming the new you. And there's a transition point. There's a shift from that pushing, doing the personal transformation work, doing a lot of the inner work, to shifting into doing kind of some, taking some outward steps to just living the good life, right? So when you first start the journey of personal transformation, you can't live the good life because you have too many shoulds that you're operating from. You are blocked from joy. You don't know how to feel joy. You don't know how to access joy. You're living your life as you've been told that you should live it. And what you have to do first before you can really feel into your joy and live the really good, rich, abundant, joyful life is you have to do the inner work, the excavation, the recognition of, okay, these are the things I've been told that I should be and should do. And then you have to do work to remove those and eliminate them. Because if you don't, you're going to stay stuck in them. So if you're always worried about like what people are going to think of you, or you know, you're still abiding by the rules that your parents, your coaches, your schooling, society taught you, then you're never going to live the magical, abundant life that you want to. So you first have to do the inner work. You know, it's like happiness is an inside job. That's a saying because it is the fucking truth. You have to do the inner work first. And that can be grueling. And the inner work, the inner journey is confusing. And that's why I created the Transformation School and all the courses in Transformation Schools, because it was very confusing for me. It took me years to discern the good tools from the bad, the right roadmaps from the wrong, what really worked and what didn't. And, you know, I did that work. I did that research. I did that self-experimentation and experimentation on like my clients, et cetera. And then I made really, really crystal clear, proven roadmaps that get you results on that inner work. And that's what all of my courses are at the Transformation School. So especially for my students who have been taking my courses and doing the inner work, and for those of you that maybe haven't been, but you know what I'm talking about, there's a certain amount of time that you have to spend on the inner journey before you can even access your joy. So if you're listening to this and you've never done inner work, you've never done deep therapy, and I'm talking about more than just talk therapy, but like subconscious work, hypnosis, EMDR, you know, or taking one of my courses, like if you've never done that, it's gonna be hard for you to find joy because you're trapped in your shoulds. You're trapped in what you're not seeing. This is why Jung said, you know, we have to make what is unconscious conscious, otherwise it's going to rule our life. So there's a lot of unconscious rules about the way that you should live that are causing you to make certain decisions. And you can't find joy in your life until you break free from those rules, until you rewrite those rules. And this is what you do with me, with all the work that I'm doing in the world and all the courses that I've created, is you do this inner personal transformation work. Okay. For those of you that have been doing the inner personal transformation work, you do that first, and then there comes a time where it's not like the inner work is done, but there's a shift, and you shift from just doing the inner work to living the good life, to feeling into the frequency, to actually feeling the joy, to taking outward steps to create the life that you've always dreamed. And it's like your focus shifts from just doing the inner work to feeling joy. It's like, I'm going to feel joy. That's my fucking purpose. My purpose on this earth is to feel joy. And that is what I'm going to do. And that's my number one thing. I'm going to do the inner work as it rises up, but my focus is now shifting on to just feeling joy and to living a life of abundance and to manifesting and to feeling good. And that is where my focus is going to shift. Now, it does sometimes happen spiralically, which means like maybe then you shift into just this like spring, summery feeling of, oh yeah, I'm just living the good life. And then maybe in a year or two, something really shifts and like problems come up, and then you have to shift back into sort of a fall and winter where you're just focusing on doing the inner work. And that's okay. Like that's the spiralic nature of life. That's the seasonal nature of life. We don't stay in a spring and summer forever. But what I'm feeling in this April is that for those of you that have been doing the inner work, okay, like there is a little bit of a caveat there. For those of you that have been doing the inner work, there is going to be a shift because you're going to hit the top of that hill, you're going to plateau, and then you have to shift your inner state of being from I'm all about the inner work to now I'm just going to live the good life, and now I'm going to be the new version of me that I've been working towards, that I've been wanting to become. I'm just going to be it. Right. And yeah, like certain things are going to come up. And when they come up, I'll do a little inner work around it to break free, but it's not going to be my primary focus. Now, my primary focus is just going to be on being the new version of me and feeling good. So this is theme number one, is a lot of fiery energy. It is a fire that is helping you transform. It's really going to quickly shift you into the new version of you. Should you choose. Now, for those of you that you haven't been doing a lot of inner work, and I just have to say this, a lot of people tell me they're doing work, and then when I ask them what they're doing, it turns out they're doing nothing but thinking. You guys, oh man, I fucking love you. I just love you, okay? I love you so much. Thinking and ruminating about your life is really hard work, and it is exhausting. And that's why it feels like you're doing a lot of work. I did this for years. Like when you're just thinking and ruminating, even just like journaling, yes, that feels like a lot of work. However, unfortunately, it's not changing anything. So I don't categorize that as actual work. Actual work is when you are working a process, when there are tools and a process that you are working. So if you haven't been working the inner journey with tools and a process, then I'm here for you. And maybe this new version of you is to step up and start working with me. Or, you know, if it's not with me, finding someone else that provides you with good tools and a process. Good tools and a process. That is how we transform into new versions of ourselves, is with good tools and a step-by-step process. If you don't have tools and a step-by-step process, then you're likely not moving very quickly in a forward direction, and you want to alter that so that you can get to where you want to be going. So recap, theme number one is full immersion and point of culmination of all the work you've been doing. You're at a tipping point or a threshold, and you now have an opportunity to step into the new version of you. As you're going to see, all four of these themes are pretty much saying the same thing in different ways. I mean, there's a little bit of nuance to them, but it's really interesting because this month, I think this tipping point, this opportunity that we have is so important that it's pretty much woven into all four of the themes. So let's move on to theme number two by first taking a big deep breath into theme number one and exhaling out your mouth. Theme number two, the future is now. Stop working towards something and instead be that thing now. The timing is perfect for timeline jumping. Okay. So some of you are like, oh, cool. Yeah, timeline jumping, because you know what that means. And others are like, what the fuck is timeline jumping? So first, let's break this down. Like, the future is now. Stop working towards something and instead be that thing now. So this is a really, really important practice, and it's something that I teach in manifestation. If you've been listening to the podcast for a while, you know that I teach the science and art of manifesting. My manifestation process is very, very scientifically backed. And in my 10-month-long life-changing course, Your Life's Work, there are four enormous modules on how to manifest and a step-by-step process on how to manifest. Out of the, I don't know, 20 or so tools of how to manifest, one of the tools that I have in there is called Feel the Frequency. And what we want to do with this is we want to determine like how we want to feel. So you want to be a certain way, right? Like you want to be a certain way. and you want to manifest certain things in your life, take a moment right now to close your eyes, think about, yeah, who have I been trying to become? Who is like the most ideal version of myself that I want to be? What does my best self look like? Where am I trying to get to? Who am I trying to be? Feel into that for a moment. And then feel into, what have I been trying to manifest? What do I think is going to make me feel really lit up and alive? What do I want in my life more than anything else? When you think about the person that you're trying to become and the things that you're trying to manifest, feel into how that makes you feel. Like, how would it make you feel if you were that person now and you had all of those things now? Feel into that. That's a frequency. That's a vibe. And when you feel into that frequency or vibe, you might notice it's a little bit different from the frequency or vibe that you feel from a day to day. Okay? What you want to do is you want to find ways to hack that frequency or vibe and feel it now. Don't wait until you randomly become that person or until you get those manifestations. Feel the vibe now, because that's actually how we manifest. We want to feel that feeling good vibe now. We want to feel that higher frequency vibe now. And once you have integrated that, once you've been feeling it, once you've been living it, the manifestations will come naturally, because your manifestations have a certain frequency or vibe, and you have to match that frequency or vibe for the manifestations to come into you. Let me give you an example, super simple example. Let's say that you make $50,000 a year, but you want to make $1 million a year. There's a certain way that you would feel as a person making $50,000 a year, and there's a certain way that you would feel as a person making $1 million a year. That's a big shift in the way that you feel. There's a like a vibe, an energetic difference between somebody that makes $50,000 a year to somebody that makes $1 million a year. There's a feeling that you have when you believe that you can only make $50,000 a year. And there's a feeling or a vibe that you have when you believe that you can make $1 million a year. You have to be able to believe that that's possible for you and be confident enough that you can make $1 million a year in order to make $1 million a year. You have to shift your belief and your vibe and your sense of self-worth before you make $1 million a year. Because if you're sitting here at $50,000 a year and you're like, I really want to make $1 million a year, but I don't know, I just don't feel like I'm worth it, and I just don't think it's ever going to happen. Do you think it's going to happen? Do you think it's going to happen if you're in that vibe and that frequency? Of course not. Nobody's going to come around and offer you $1 million a year job if you're sitting here thinking like, it's never going to happen to me, I just don't feel worthy enough, that kind of thing doesn't happen to me. No, you have to shift your frequency or your vibe first. And I teach you how to do that in your life's work. Like step by step, I teach you how to do that. But right now, as we're just here in this podcast, the little glimpse that I can give you is think about how you would feel if you made $1 million a year, and then start feeling that day to day. Do little things that make you feel good. Like do little things that make you feel of high worth. Maybe that means like you go buy something expensive because you know that you're worth it. And you trust that money is coming to you. I don't mean fake it, you guys, right? Like if you don't actually believe that, don't go do it. You have to incrementally work your way up. But what you want to do this month is you want to stop thinking of yourself as working towards something and instead shift into the frequency, shift into the vibe of you already have it. And, you know, it's interesting because if you have been trying to learn the art of manifesting from just like YouTube videos or just other people that teach it, they talk a lot about like visualizing it as though you already have it. And that's how they sort of suggest that you get into this energy. But a lot of times when people try and do that, it doesn't feel real to them. So it's not actually shifting you. It's not actually shifting your vibe. It's not shifting your frequency. Just imagining that you have those things, but then deep down you don't feel worthy of them, doesn't work. So you want to actually do things in your life that make you feel good. Like you want to feel good. First and foremost, you want to do things that make you feel good. Just do them. Don't think about doing them, do them. Like number one thing in April is to feel good. Feel alive, do things outside of your comfort zone, do things that make you feel lit up, just do them. Stop working towards something and instead be that thing now. And I'm gonna link an episode in the show notes. You really wanna listen to episode 82, It Doesn't Have to Be So Hard, The Easier Route to Manifesting Your Dream Life. Listen to that episode. Episode 82, It Doesn't Have to Be So Hard, The Easier Route to Manifesting Your Dream Life. That will help you with this whole month and with this theme. Now, what is timeline jumping? Timeline jumping is essentially where you are on a certain timeline, you have a certain path in life, and there's certain things that are going to happen to you along that path. It's like a, you know, path of destiny or whatever. And you are a certain person in a certain frequency, in a certain vibe when you're on that path. There are certain moments in life, certain opportunities, certain windows of time where you have this really golden opportunity to drastically shift who you are on the inside and to drastically change your vibe, to drastically change your vibe. And when you do, when you shift from I make $50,000 a year to suddenly I can make $1 million a year, when you can do that in a very short period of time, the actual trajectory for the rest of your life changes. That is timeline jumping, quantum leaping. That is when you have a massive, massive shift in your life. Because now, instead of living life A, the rest of your life is going to be on timeline B. And different, better, more explosive, energized, exciting things are going to happen to you on that new timeline. So you want to take advantage of those moments where you can timeline jump. And that is the opportunity that is provided for you this month. Very fiery. So let's recap. Theme number two, the future is now. Stop working towards something and instead be that thing now. The timing is perfect for timeline jumping. Let's take a nice big deep breath into that. And sigh out. Theme number three, plant your feet on the ground while remaining flexible. Keep an open mind, expect the unexpected, and follow the signs as they lead you forward. Last month was the swell and there was a lot of disorientation. You felt groundless. This month, you can start to find your feet again. And you do want to do that. You want to find your feet again. You want to kind of like create anchors in your days, as I alluded to last month. You want to just kind of relish the day-to-day process. You want to slow down. You want to regulate your nervous system. You want to tend to your body because there's going to be a lot of fiery, hectic energy this month. You want to listen to what your body needs. You want to be out in nature. You want to do all the things that make you feel good and safe in your body and grounded and connected to yourself and the earth and your heart. And you want to remain flexible. So you don't want to get grounded and rigid. You want to get grounded and remain flexible. You want to keep an open mind because there can be a lot of quick energetic shifts, a lot of unexpected things that happen this month. You want to expect the unexpected and you want to remain loose, remain dynamic, and follow the signs as they lead you. Because here's the thing, you aren't doing this alone. You are not alone. You are being guided. It doesn't matter what you do or don't believe in, what kind of constructs, what things, like if you're religious, if you're not, if you're atheist, whatever, you're being guided, you're being supported. You're supported. You're supported by the things around you. You're supported by the people around you. You're supported by the earth. You're supported by, if we're talking about the spiritual, you're supported by God, the universe, higher self. You're supported, you're guided, and you're supported by your intuition, first and foremost. Like above all, you're supported by your intuition. Your intuition is going to lead you to the most purposeful existence for you. You're going to be receiving an abundance of signs this month. Listen. Listen with an open heart and an open mind. And here's the thing. This is the most important thing about signs. When you get a sign, oftentimes our signs come with a burst of inspiration. You want to act on that inspiration immediately. Don't wait. Don't get a sign and then be like, oh my God, I just got a sign. I really think I should do this. And then you sit on it for 4 days and then the inspiration fades. And your fear, your fight or flight takes over, and then you shrink back down into the old version of you. When you get a sign and when you feel a burst of inspiration, you take action immediately. Like I'm not talking about 10 minutes later, I'm talking that right in that moment. I've talked about this on the podcast before, but I love Mel Robbins' 5-4-3-2-1 rule. The moment you get a sign and you're like, oh my God, I think I should do XYZ. I think I should reach out to this person. I think I should take this action. I think that I should do this thing that I'm really scared of. You count down from 5-4-3-2-1 and you move. Do it in that moment, because inspiration comes with burst of energy, with waves, and they don't stay that way. So it's like life, intuition, God, the universe is giving you burst of insight and inspiration and aha moments and signs. And with that is enough energy, enough courage, enough boldness to move into something new, to take the action, to do the thing. You guys, you have to do it. Do it in that moment. Don't fucking wait. Don't be like so excited about it and be like, oh my gosh, I just had this idea. I'm really going to do this. And then you wait like 3 or 4 days, or you even wait an hour. Don't wait an hour. Do it right then. I swear to you, like, this is how I live my life. And it is why I make so many quantum leaps and timeline jumps. And it's why my life is so amazing and abundant and rich with life and vitality, is because I always act in those moments. Always, always. Make that a rule for yourself. Act in those moments. Do not wait. So this month, you want to plant your feet on the ground. You want to tend to your body. You want to listen to what your body needs. You want to find ways to be anchored, to feel safe in your body and in the world. But you also want to remain flexible. You want to keep an open mind. You want to expect the unexpected, and you want to follow the signs as they lead you forward. Act right when you have those bursts of inspiration. Act right when you have the aha moments or you see the signs. Act in that moment. And don't be too rigid. Allow things to shift and change. Stay dynamic, stay movable, because that's what happens when you're in like a fiery threshold. There is a lot of change. There is a lot of reorientation. You're adjusting from pushing that boulder up the hill to getting ready to go down the hill on the other side. And at the top, there is going to be a reorientation period. That is the month of April. That is what you're in. Allow the universe to guide you and to reorient you. It's going to be so much better if you do in the end. Let's take a nice big deep breath into that. And a big exhale out of your mouth. Theme number 4. This is the moment you've been waiting for. It is time to break through. This is basically the last 3 themes in one. This month, there is a shitload of energy in your body and in the world and the collective as a whole. It is a fiery month. Things are going to happen. Unexpected things are going to happen. You're going to be feeling that energy. It's going to feel hot. It's going to feel intense. But you want to use it to your advantage, and you don't want to resist the fiery energy. The fiery energy is quickly, quickly reorienting you. You want to break through to the new by being the new you. Just do it. Stop thinking about it. Stop working towards it. Just be the new you. You've been pushing that boulder uphill for so long, haven't you? It's time to stop pushing. It's time to just be. It's time to just be the new you. Take action in the new you. Feel good as the new you. Shift your vibe, shift your frequency. Focus on just being the new you now. A little bit in the beginning, when you're being the new you, you're kind of acting as if. It's kind of as though like you've changed so much inside that you may feel like you're 90% the new you, but there's still 10% that you're feeling like a little bit, ooh, I don't know, like, is this the new me? And you're still a little bit afraid. That last 10%, you change that last 10% by just doing, by just being. You have to just do it. Yeah, you just have to start walking in those new shoes. Just own those new shoes. And pretty soon, they're going to feel like the new you. You're going to wear them in and you're going to be like, yes, this is the new me. You're at the top of that hill. You've reached the plateau. There's a little bit of disorientation, but in that disorientation, you want to realize, you want to recognize, it's time for me to be the new me. It's time for me to just live my life. It's time for me to find joy and feel that frequency. It's time for me to own the things that I say that I've been wanting and be the person that I've been trying to become. This is the moment you've been waiting for. It's time to break through. If you are using the fire this month and you're working with this energy, you are going to be tending to your body. You are going to be finding a little bit of ground again. You're going to be allowing yourself to be reoriented. You're going to be looking for the signs, looking for the burst of inspiration. You're going to be following those bursts, following the signs, and you're just going to be acting. This is really a month of taking action. You're just going to be the new you without overthinking. Or even if you are overthinking, you're still going to move. If you are working against the energy of this month, you're going to be resisting the fire, resisting the reorientation. You're going to be gripping as all hell to the old version of you. It's going to feel so fucking uncomfortable. You're going to be like, what is going on? The fire's going to burn. Like, it's going to burn. If you're working against this energy, the fire's going to burn. Instead of transforming you and propelling you forward into the new version of you and you using that fire for your own personal transformation, it's just going to burn you. And it's gonna hurt. So if that's you, if you're like listening to this and you're like, ooh, yeah, I don't like this. I'm gripping. I don't want things to change. Then I would say like, get support. Find a process, find tools. Because you need help. Like you need help while this month is reorienting you. And I mean, I've been there. I've been in this place of like, I have no idea what's going on. That's what set me down on this journey to create the Transformation School in the first place, is that exact place. So I've been there. I totally get it. And you're gripping for a reason. You're gripping because, again, you don't have a process and you don't have tools and it doesn't feel safe to ungrip. And that totally makes sense. Like, it totally makes sense why you would be gripping so hard. So find a process, find tools, find support. And once you do, you'll be able to start gently ungripping and you'll be able to start reorienting and you'll be able to use this energy to your advantage. Do it this month so that it doesn't burn so bad. Because when you're burning, like when things are burning around you and you feel like you're burning, you're like on fire and it feels so grueling. The second you find a process, you find tools, you find support, it stops burning. Because you have followed the reorientation that is here for you, that is guiding you. So if you want it to stop hurting, find process, tools, and support to help you. This is the moment that you've been waiting for. Do not waste the power of this month. Just step forward, step into it, be the new you. You can do it. You've done so much work to get to this point. You're ready. You're beyond ready. You already are. You already are. You already are the new you. Quick summary here. Theme number one, full immersion and point of culmination of all the work you've been doing. You're at the tipping point or threshold. You now have an opportunity to step into the new version of you. Theme number two, the future is now. Stop working towards something and instead be that thing now. The timing is perfect for timeline jumping. Theme number three, plant your feet on the ground while remaining flexible. Keep an open mind, expect the unexpected, and follow the signs as they lead you. And theme number four, this is the moment you've been waiting for. It's time to break through. Listen, you have got this. You've got this because you've already been working towards it. All you have to do is put one foot in front of the other, follow the signs as they lead you, tend to your body, remain flexible, keep an open mind. You are supported. You will be guided. You already know what to do. So let me be the first to welcome you. Let me be the first to welcome the new you, because right now in this moment, my friend, you are the new you. You are stepping forward. This is it. Welcome. You have hit the tipping point. You've hit the threshold. In this very moment, own it within you. Say to yourself right now, okay, I'm done with the uphill striving. I am the new me right now. From this point forward, I am on a new timeline. I'm fully owning my power. As soon as this episode ends, I am the new me. I am the new me moving forward out in the world. It's done. I'm doing it. I'm the new me moving forward. So welcome. Welcome. Welcome to your new timeline. Welcome to the life that you have been striving for. Welcome to feeling good. Welcome to your new reality moving forward. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is going to be a super powerful month. As always, I super appreciate when you share this podcast episode with others. I think this is a really important one to share. It's a pivotal point in the year of 2024, and I think anyone that you can share it with will greatly benefit. And as always, I really, really, really appreciate your 5-star reviews wherever you are listening. Enjoy your breakthrough fiery month. Now go out there in the world and be the new you.